Discussions are heating up on the 2018 Farm Bill. As you look ahead, what are some of the priorities for the National Pork Producers Council?
You know, the pork producers normally haven't asked for anything in the Farm Bill. We wanted to be excluded from the Farm Bill in many ways. And so this year, we're working closely with cattlemen and the other cloven hoofed species to ask for $150 million per year to fully fund a foot and mouth disease vaccine bank. Currently, USDA spends $1.9 million a year. It's totally inadequate, and we know that we need to have a minimum of 10 million doses of each of 23 different strains of vaccine or of foot and mouth, and we need to be able to have surge capacity so we'd have a dedicated manufacturing facility in case we got it to make additional doses of vaccine.
Why is it so important for to have access to this for the nation's pork producers?
What we need to consider is what the economic impact is of foot and mouth disease. Iowa State researchers have estimated about $200 billion, that's with a B, over 10 years, of just lost income to pork, beef, corn, soybeans, and poultry. And that doesn't include cleanup costs, depopulation costs, lost income to the farmers so they're not spending in town, things like that. We'd also lose all of our trade immediately until we could be declared free. So we know that vaccination is going to help us become free quicker. We can vaccinate animals, keep the disease from moving. We don't need to kill those animals. They can go to market that are vaccinated. And we're going to preserve animals. We're going to hasten our steps to take before we're declared free. And we're, I think, going to build consumer confidence because the last thing they need to see on the evening news is funeral pyres of animals that have been destroyed.
When you look at the discussions, the Farm Bill discussions, mm-hmm. and the budget issues that right. go into it, how difficult is it to make Congress understand the significance that and the importance mm-hmm. that this has?
We've been really optimistic after our visits with most of the Agriculture Committee members and some on agriculture appropriations. They realize we're asking for a dollar now to save $200 later. And so it's going to be a heavy lift. You know, we're not going to guarantee we're going to get the whole amount or even any amount, but we do have these very important, influential members who understand how important it is, and their job is, the tough job they have is to look for where can they find the money.
So what's next at this point? We know these are the discussions that are happening. What is MPPC doing and what steps are being taken?
We've got a very close working relationship with the cattlemen as well as some of the other groups, and we're on Capitol Hill every week talking about it, trying to make sure that they've got all the questions answered that they may have, stressing the importance, building coalitions with larger groups to really show how important this is to all of agriculture, not just pork and beef.
Anything else?
Just want to make sure that the consumers that you have listening understand this is an issue for every cloven-hoofed animal, so sheep, goats, pork, beef, but it's not a food safety issue. So in the event we were to have a foot-and-mouth disease outbreak, it is not a food safety issue.